Good morning to you. Welcome to the KBND Morning News. And today, very happy to have Julie Brown with Ben Parks and Rec in the Stressless in studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Good to have you here today. We are in that transition time where it looks like winter is going to finally leave us alone for a while.
Gosh, I hope so.
And moving into some warmer weather, let's talk about summer camps and programs.
Yes. So the good news is we still have space available in summer camps and some of our other summer programs. You know, we open registration in about mid-March. And so we had a ton of people jump on those 6 a.m. registration dates. We had about 18,000 sessions that were registered or placed on a wait list in those first few days. But the good news is, even with all of that activity right away, there's still space available. So especially for parents who maybe are still trying to figure out their plan for kids this summer, we have a lot of half-day camps, full-day camps, sports, art, drama. We even have Lego robotics available. So there's some very cool camp opportunities. We also have a bunch of swim lesson sessions that are available. You know, here for the past few years, we've had a lot of demand for swim lessons. We had a lot of folks that maybe were a little behind on being able to get that started. We've been able to add more sessions and kind of get through that backlog. So we've got swim lessons available. We even offer swim lessons for adults who maybe didn't get a chance to learn as children. You know, it's a really important life skill. So the point is, if you haven't taken a look at some of those summer activities, you're not out of luck. There's still some space available. When you log into our registration system, it's register.benparks.org. It's got a little bit of a new look and feel to it, which is a little friendlier shopping experience. You're going to go through just a couple of clicks and be able to get a little bit closer to whatever activities you were looking for rather than having to scroll through long lists of it. So, you know, if people are kind of thinking more about summer now because the season is changing, the time is right to jump on there.
It's amazing you have some openings still left.
Yeah, you know, the summer is always our biggest season with the most things that we offer. But it's really nice to be able to be at this point where we have a lot of things to offer for community members of all ages, and knowing that there's some space available is really great too.
So don't give up on that. Head on over to the website and take a look. Some people have been questioning, since the city has put in some new conservation methods for water use, how does Ben Parks and Rec respond to that?
Yeah, you know, this is a great time to talk about water use, as, you know, our crews and park services have been kind of getting the irrigation systems back up and running in our parks, and it's understandable that people would have questions. You know, you see the turf areas in parks and you think, oh my gosh, that must be a huge portion of what we do in parks. When you look at it, we actually have about 3,000 acres of parkland that we take care of, less than 200 acres of that. So it's about 6.5% that's actually irrigated turf area. So it's a really small percentage of our overall park system. And even if you look at it on a per park basis, you know, one of the parks we just recently built and opened was Alpenglow Community Park over on 15th in Southeast Bend. That park looks like that's a really big turf area. It's less than 7% of that park. But the turfs that we are putting in place just work really hard for us. You know, they're available all day for drop-in use by community members. And then once you get into that mid to late afternoon hour, they're going to be working extra hard for all of our youth sports practices. And you're going to have multiple teams that are practicing on those same turf areas. So as a community, when we look at where and how do we incorporate turf within the overall system, some of these smaller strategic pieces of grass that we have in our parks is probably the best place for it. You know, we have about 65 smart meters hooked up and are looking at automated irrigation systems, looking at the moisture content. So, you know, we are watering less frequently, but doing it in a much more efficient way, even for those smaller pieces of grass that we have across the district. So, you know, water use is one of those things that we would love to be able to minimize it to the greatest extent possible. And for us, that really starts with planning for parks, really focusing on those natural areas, native plantings, grouping plants together that have similar needs for water. And we're generally going away from having those, you know, strips of grass in parking areas or right along the roadway. So, you know, we've got a really great team in Park Services that's looking at that every day, but it's pretty cool to see how they've been able to reduce that amount of water use, or at least do it as smart as we can.
It seems like that's been an ongoing process, and it's not like, oh, all of a sudden we have to think about conservation.
Yeah, no, it's something that we've been thinking about for many, many years, and really kind of reducing that. It's been a gradual change over time, but it's one that has a big impact.
FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND. We're talking to Julie Brown with Bend Parks and Recreation District. Roller skating starts this week.
I know it. Isn't it great? So it's fun at the pavilion. You know, we have a really active ice season. And then we, in early April every year, we just flip a switch and we turn that chiller off and we get rid of all of the ice, and then we put a multi-sport court down, and then we kind of transition right into roller season. Roller skating has taken off really big time in the last couple of years. So you can go by there kind of from now into September, and you're going to see roller skating happening. This year, we're teaching learn to skate lessons for youth and adults. We have drop-in roller skate sessions. We have roller hockey. Friday nights and Saturday nights in particular tend to have a theme and music that corresponds to it, and you'll see groups of friends and family members of all ages going and kind of enjoying roller skating. So for some people, it's kind of a reminiscent to their youth type of activity and something they get to return to. And it's really cool to be able to see people sharing that with their kids and kind of making it into a family tradition and enjoying it together. So that is a very cool thing to do. And yes, we just opened over the weekend. So, you know, you can take a look at the schedule and you know, get some groovy socks. And, you know, we have the quad skates with the four wheels on it. We also have inline skates, and they're available to, you know, you can bring your own, or you can rent some of them at the pavilion. So it's that time of year. We've switched the season at the pavilion too.
Nostalgic.
Very much so. Very much so.
It's never gone away. Julie Brown, Bend Parks and Rec, our guest here this morning. Julie, always great to see you.
You too.
FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND.